This is Jay Sekulow. Another tragedy on the Mexican border.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Early this morning, 2 a.m., three agents were out patrolling. One was shot fatally. Another was airlifted to a nearby hospital with non-threatening shots to his leg and to his hip. And a third was not hit.
Well, it is a sad irony that these agents were based out of the station that you just showed us the other day in your report in Naco that was named for Border Patrol agent Brian Terry.
This area in Naco is not far from where Brian and his BORTAC crew had set up on a rip crew. They announced their presence and were shot at. The weapons found there, of course, belonged to the U.S.-run operation Fast and Furious. I can tell you now from people I spoke to already this morning, they are sick to death and worried that once again that the weapons used, if found, will trace back to that operation.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Our report focused on what was happening in Mexico, who were the victims, like Brian Terry in the United States, who were the victims in Mexico. We were trying to shine a light on that because we feel that there's, you know, a lot of information that still needs to come out. There's unconfirmed reports that up to 300 people may have died as a result of Fast and Furious guns.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Well, really tragic and sobering news coming out of Arizona. Two U.S. Border Patrol agents were shot today, one fatally, in an area in South Arizona known as a major drug smuggling corridor. The identities of the agents, I don't think at this point, have been released, but the shooting occurred, and believe it or not, folks, this is what's really part of the tragedy here, at a station that's now named the Brian Terry Station near Naco, Arizona, which is just south of Tucson. The station was named after, of course, Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, who was killed in the line of duty in December of 2010. The area where he was killed is not too far away from where these agents were killed, and, of course, Brian Terry was killed at the hands of weapons that were part of the Fast and Furious scenario and scheme that they Attorney General Holder's administration had put forward. Now we do not have a confirmation as to whether the weapons at this particular killing were, in fact, from Fast and Furious. But, of course, you can imagine the FBI, the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF, is now part of U.S. Justice Department. They're all looking into that. Hopefully it's not the case. But in any event, this is a tragedy. But it does point to the problem. And the problem is we've got an attorney general that's not acting like a general. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're about to enter the presidential debates. And let me ask you this question. Do you think Fast and Furious and the operation of the Justice Department should be part of the discussion at these debates? And how do you think that plays out? Our phone lines again open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Than Bennett is in our studios in Washington, D.C. Than, with this latest tragedy, how do you think this plays into it congressionally? Do we have any comments yet from any members of Congress?
Not congressionally, Jay, but I think you heard it right from William Lajeunesse there in the open. I think the administration is worried that we might have another Border Patrol agent that's linked to these Fast and Furious guns. Jay, that area is controlled by the Sinaloa drug cartel. That is the cartel that many of these guns were being walked to, so it's entirely possible we have yet another agent on top of Brian Terry that's going to be linked to these guns. It's, of course, tragic either way, but Jay, here's what I think we're going to hear from Congress. I don't think the full magnitude of this operation is known yet. I think it's only going to get worse from here. And I have to tell you, the president and the attorney general would be well served by getting out of the way of this now, because this is going to get worse either today or somewhere down the line.
Absolutely, folks. And again, how does this play in the political process as well? Our phone lines are open for you. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. So we want your comments on Attorney General Holder. Should he resign? And how does this play in the political process? And should the president be held ultimately responsible for what's going on here? Again, phone number is 1-800-684-3110. We are, and I'm very happy to say that our members are coming through in a very significant way. I am happy to report that right now we have exceeded 100,000 signatures of the online petition for Attorney General Holder to resign. We're moving now towards 110,000. You go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's to add your name to this petition, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment.
New evidence reveals that the botched gun running program known as Operation Fast and Furious is now responsible for the murder of dozens of innocent people. The flawed Justice Department initiative aimed at dismantling weapons trafficking actually put thousands of guns on the street in the hands of Mexican drug cartels, a program that resulted in the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. Now we learn that those weapons were also used against innocent Mexican citizens. Dozens of people murdered by a botched gun running program that Attorney General Eric Holder refuses to take responsibility for. It is time for Attorney General Holder to step aside, to resign. The American people deserve the truth about Fast and Furious, and they deserve an Attorney General who accepts responsibility, not one who claims ignorance about the tragedy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
To the broadcast, everyone. We're talking about Operation Fast and Furious, and it is moving, continues to move fast and furious. John Malcolm is a senior legal fellow at our friends at the Heritage Institute. He also served as a deputy assistant attorney general in the Department of Justice Criminal Division from 2001 to 2004. I had the pleasure of working with John when he was at DOJ. He's also been in private practice in Atlanta. He has written extensively on Fast and Furious now. And John, as a former DOJ official yourself, your sense, first of all, where this is. I mean, there's been some deputies have been terminated or resigned. The attorney general says he saw nothing, he knew nothing, so he shouldn't be held responsible. What's your assessment of where things are right now?
Well, it's very sad. And, of course, this is an unfolding story. The inspector general has mentioned that he's got another investigation about another ATF operation involving grenades that he's working on. There's still a report coming out about the retaliation against the heroic whistleblowers in this operation. So there's still more fallout to come. I mean, obviously, there were just failures all up and down the line, reaching into the office of the attorney general in terms of failing to oversee this really horrific operation, and that's resulted in hundreds of dead Mexicans, and of course Brian Terry, our Border Patrol agent.
Yeah, of course, we got word over the weekend that 16 teenagers in Juarez, Mexico, were killed at the hands of our own weapons that were part of this gun walking operation. John, you served in a senior position in the Department of Justice. I've worked with Treasury and worked with Justice as well. Let me ask you this: the Attorney General takes this position that, well, look, I didn't know any of this was going on, therefore I'm not responsible. I said this on Fox News this morning, I hear no evil, see no evil, therefore I'm not responsible. Your reaction to that?
Well, he may not have known about that, but that, of course, creates a whole set of problems in terms of his management, in terms of people under him not knowing when red flags are there, and certainly when they're there, not bringing them to his attention. I mean, that is a failure of management. It may not be a failure in terms of his knowing something and acting in a wrongful manner based on it, but the fact that he didn't know about this stuff speaks reams about his lack of effective management.
Yeah, almost like the malfeasance is what I called it this morning. Let me ask you this, though. Let's take it a step further. There's a call right now in the United States Congress, about 131 members in the United States Congress, including most recently Republican Vice Presidential nominee Congressman Paul Ryan. Of course, Governor Romney back in December called for the resignation of Eric Holder. Some are saying, well, you know, there's only 5 weeks left, or not even to the election, and we've got three more months. Can't we just suffer through this for three more months? What's your sense of the consequences expenses that should be paid in light of the Inspector General's report. And by the way, this whole idea that the Inspector General somehow cleared Attorney General Holder, if you read the report, which many people are not reading, obviously, they said his lack of knowledge about this in and of itself was problematic. What should the president do? What should Eric Holder do?
Well, look, not only is his lack of knowledge problematic, but the attorney general also testified, for instance, that his predecessor, Michael Mukasey, had been briefed about gun walking operations. That wasn't true. He said he reviewed the wiretap applications after the fact and that he still didn't think gun walking had occurred, that if any reasonable person reading those wiretap applications would have known that gun walking occurred. Look, the Department of Justice is the where the buck stops in terms of garnering respect for the rule of law in this country, and it's important that it be led by somebody who commands the respect not only of the president but also of the American people. Certainly, General Holder has been damaged by this, as he should be. You know, whether he retains the president's confidence or not is, of course, up to the president. However, there's been a lot of damage done to the department that needs to be repaired. Fortunately, the Inspector General's report presents a pretty unvarnished account of what happened here. It's very, very thorough. There are more shoes to drop, and so this still is an unfolding situation.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the continuing investigations that are going on, but my concern here and over the last year on this whole thing has been the slow release of documents. In fact, the most recent discovery, which is 57 additional weapons found at murder sites, including the 16 teenagers killed in Juarez, Mexico, actually was not part of DOJ's release of documents, but rather governments within Mexico, and it was discovered by Univision. The lack of transparency in and of itself presents another problem.
Yeah, no, Univision's done a great job here. I mean, look, and there are still hundreds of these weapons floating out there. I mean, Univision discovered this massacre at this birthday party that occurred in which 16 young men were killed. This was ordered, by the way, by a guy at the Juarez cartel known as El Diego. El Diego also was responsible for another massacre using Fast and Furious guns that Univision discovered at a drug rehabilitation center in Juarez. When this guy, El Diego, was finally captured in July of 2010, he confessed that he was responsible for 1,500 people being killed. I mean, there was a war going on in northern Mexico between the Sinaloa drug cartel, the Juarez drug cartel, and the Zetas, and a lot of that weaponry that they were using had been, as it turns out, supplied by our government, and it's shameful.
John Malcolm is an assistant U.S. attorney, was assistant U.S. attorney in Atlanta. He also served as the deputy assistant attorney general of the Department of Justice Criminal Division from 2001 to 2004. I say that again because John understands the institutional workings of the Department of Justice, which I have, I've served in government, so I have a tremendous respect for the institution and the Department of Treasury. I've had the privilege of lecturing and serving on the faculty for the Department of Justice Legal Education Program. And John, you and I both have a real affinity for the department, but the reality is this tarnishes its reputation and it needs to be fixed.
Yes, it's very sad. I mean, when I got to the bottom of every one of those pages of the Inspector General's report, I would shake my head in sadness and disbelief. And anyone who's worked at the department cares about the department, and it's important, again, for in terms of the functioning of our justice system in our country and respect for the rule of law here and overseas, that the department be transparent and above board and that it function to its maximum potential. And certainly that did not happen with respect to Operation Fast and Furious. The department was not covered in glory. It's been covered in shame. And there's more to this story still to be learned.
John, political consequences here. We're very close to the general election for president of the United States. What is your sense of the political consequences of these kind of actions? Or has this just become part of the political landscape right now?
Well, it has become part of the political landscape. However, for this very important caveat, I really do applaud the work of Univision. I mean, it is a fact that our government turned a blind eye while 2,000 cop-killer, high-powered AK-47-style weapons walked into Mexico. If another government permitted that kind of firepower to walk into our country without to end up in the hands of gangbangers and drug dealers without alerting anybody within the law enforcement community, there would be serious consequences to pay. And I think that the people in Mexico and people who have loved ones in Mexico have every right to be outraged by this and to take that into account when they make their decisions on Election Day.
Let's take it one step further here. What do you expect to happen between now and if you were representing members of Congress, what was your sense of what's going to happen between now and the election? Does the president keep this as quiet as he possibly can?
I think he's going to try to. There's, of course, still the contempt hearing or proceeding that's going on in district court where the president's invoked executive privilege. Congress is largely out of session. However, there are media outlets such as Univision that are starting to catch on to the full consequences of this disaster, and hopefully they will at least raise this to the fore so that the candidates can be asked about it between now and the time of the election.
It was interesting because during the president's interview with the representatives or reporters from Univision, he was asked that question. Actually, let's go ahead and play it, and I'll get your comment, John.
Shouldn't Attorney General Eric Holder, he should have known about that, and if he didn't, should you fire him?
Well, first of all, I think it's important for us to understand that the Fast and Furious program was a field-initiated program begun under the previous administration. When Eric Holder found out about it, he discontinued it.
So, again, they bring up Operation Wide Receiver, which, of course, was a very different program, and it was done in conjunction with the government of Mexico. This is very different. But is that the deflection that we're going to see, John?
Yes, and in fact, there are at least two egregiously wrong statements in what the president just said. One is he said that Operation Fast and Furious was begun under the previous administration. It was not. It was begun in the fall of 2009
right,
after President Obama was in office. And the other thing he said is that Operation Fast and Furious was shut down by the Attorney General. Operation Fast and Furious was shut down the day after two guns were found at the scene where Border Patrol officer Brian Terry was murdered. That was 2 months before the Attorney General claims he even knew anything about the tactics in Operation Fast and Furious. So this was shut down. By the way, 300 dead Mexicans. That didn't raise any hackles. That didn't
right,
shut down this operation. It was only when a Border Patrol agent was killed by one of these weapons, then the operation was shut down, not by Eric Holder.
John Malcolm is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation and former Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Department of Justice Criminal Division. John, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Great. Well, John brings a unique insight to all of this because, and as I said, I had the pleasure of working with him when he was the Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Department of Justice Criminal Division. And, of course, I had the privilege of actually serving on the law faculty for the Department of Justice during that same time period. Nevertheless, I don't expect the president's going to do anything, but I'll tell you this, the United States Congress sure is, and that's where you come in. We want to get Congress to continue to force this issue forward, whether it's through the contempt proceedings, but we need a call for the resignation of the Attorney General. We're doing that at the ACLJ. We want you to join us. The number for you to add your name to the chorus of hundreds of thousands now joining with us on this is ACLJ.org, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can go to the website at ACLJ.org. Sign that petition there. Back with more in a moment.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardacani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. New evidence reveals that the botched gun-running program known as Operation Fast and Furious is now responsible for the murder of dozens of innocent people. The flawed Justice Department initiative aimed at dismantling weapons trafficking actually put thousands of guns on the street in the hands of Mexican drug cartels, a program that resulted in the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. Now we learn that those weapons were also used against innocent Mexican citizens. Dozens of people murdered, by a botched gun running program that Attorney General Eric Holder refuses to take responsibility for. It is time for Attorney General Holder to step aside, to resign. The American people deserve the truth about Fast and Furious, and they deserve an Attorney General who accepts responsibility, not one who claims ignorance about the tragedy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, we've got two U.S. Border Patrol agents that were shot today, one fatally. They were in the area of South Arizona known as a major drug cartel smuggling corridor. Unfortunately, also, it happened at the near the vicinity of the Brian Terry station. Brian Terry, of course, was a Border Patrol agent that was killed last year and was killed in the hands of weapons from Fast and Furious. There's no confirmation at this point that Fast and Furious was weapons from Fast and Furious were involved in this murder today, this killing today. We are checking it. Fox News reported this very early. In fact, let me go ahead. There was a report by William LaJeunesse dealing with this. Let me play that soundbite right now.
Early this morning, 2 a.m., three agents were out patrolling. One was shot fatally. Another was airlifted to a nearby hospital with non-threatening shots to his leg and to his hip, and a third was not hit.
Well, it is a sad irony that these agents were based out of the station that you just showed us the other day in your report in NACO that was named for Border Patrol Agent Brian Terry.
Well, this is really a tragedy. And again, this goes to the failure, I think, of the administration to come clean. I'm not blaming the administration for this. Obviously, it's these drug cartels. But we have got to get information. And the idea that we're getting it from Mexico, to me, is just, it's beyond me. And I just cannot understand how they're getting away with this. The government's getting away with this without coming forward. And the inspector general said the attorney general should have known an operation of this size, but he didn't. And the consequence needs to be resignation, in my view. You have to be an attorney and a general when you're the attorney general. And in my view, Eric Holder's certainly not acting like that. Again, we've heard from almost 110,000 of you. This will be the last day for you to sign on to that petition, at least on radio. Go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Back to the phone, Stan.
Let's go to Ike calling from Maryland on line 5. Ike, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen, and thank you for all the wonderful work that you do. Yes, I do believe that the debate should include Fast and Furious. I would love to see what type of smoke and mirrors that Barack Obama is going to give the American people. I'll do this real quick. I own a business, a private detective agency in Maryland, and I am responsible for all of my people. If one of my agents goes into a
bar,
gets drunk, gets into an argument with someone and shoots somebody, he or she is ultimately criminally responsible, but I'm ultimately responsible. This man bears the entire weight of the nation on his shoulders, and so he needs to step up to the plate to take responsibility.
Well, I agree completely, and I think that's the reality of what we're dealing with here, and I appreciate your call, and you're right. I mean, ultimately, the man in charge is responsible for taking the appropriate action to remedy the situation, and that has not been done here. Hey, folks, we're going to be staying after taking some more of your calls in the next 30 minutes, so you keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. It's a really tragic situation that is developing now with another Border Patrol agent that has been killed. I will tell you this also. These are drug cartels that are becoming very aggressive. Now, what was this a message that they did this at this particular location? We don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of speculation on that. Than, what is going to happen congressionally here? I mean, I know we're just a month out from a general election. Does it stall in Congress, so to speak? When we know they got the civil contempt going. What do you think happens here?
Congress's main recourse here, Jay, is that civil lawsuit that's moving forward. It's going to take some more time. That's not going to get resolved before the election. They are going to continue to pursue it. But listen, the key here before the election, Jay, I mean, if the president installs new leadership at the Department of Justice who would actually cooperate with Congress, maybe the president could actually take this issue off the plate before the election. It would be a lot faster. And the bottom line here, Jay, is if the goal is actually answers for the families of those who were murdered, that's what has to happen because
right.
The congressional lawsuit is going to take more time than that.
Yeah, and what we're doing is we need answers to the family of Brian Terry. We may need answers for this Border Patrol agent's family that was killed today. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Let's go to David calling from Colorado on line 3. David, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, David.
My comment question is, the only thing I can think of is the ostrich sticking their hand in the sand. They know what's going on, but they're trying to act like it's not happened. Maybe somebody's got their hand in their pocket or something, because you would have to – I'm average Joe Small, and I'm seeing this. They are way more informed than me, so they have to be taking an active role going, la, 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 I don't see it.
Well, let me tell you what, though. The Mexican government and Univision, the television network, is really getting to this. Let me play for you an interview that took place on CNN. This is number 15.
You were able to find 57 Fast and Furious guns in Mexico that U.S. congressional investigators apparently have missed. How did you track them down?
We got thousands and thousands of serial numbers of seizures that the Mexican Defense Ministry of weapons that they had seized. So we took those serial numbers and compared them to the serial numbers of a list of Fast and Furious guns that we also obtained. And we got 96 exact matches.
Well, that kind of tells you the nature of what we're dealing with here, folks, and why we are concerned about this. The Mexican government and Univision here gets more information than our own Congress does. And, Fan, I think that points to some of the fundamental problems with all of this that's happening right now. The lack of information, the lack of transparency, getting information from Mexico rather than the United States, all of this is problematic.
No question about it. The evidence that came out of that Univision report, Jay, it was all based on information that the Department of Justice had. And the House of Representatives, the Senate, called the Attorney General before them on numerous occasions asking for information about this. Yet the Department of Justice, Jay, they didn't do what a TV station can do investigation-wise. And people have to remember, Congress has a role here, too, but they can't do it without the Department of Justice's cooperation, and they did not get it in this case.
All right, folks, we're going to be taking more calls during the next 30 minutes of the broadcast for those of you that are on stations that carry it. So keep calling us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me play also another statement from William Largeness, the Fox News reporter who broke the story this morning. This is number 18.
This area in Naco is not far from where Brian and his Vortac crew had set up on a rip crew. They announced their presence and were shot at. The weapons found there, of course, belong to the U.S.-run operation Fast and Furious. I can tell you now, from people I spoke to already this morning, they are sick to death and worried that once again that the weapons used, if found, will trace back to that operation.
So this is going to be the great question that we're going to be looking at over the next couple of days. And your ACLJ is on this issue with our Office of Governmental Affairs. Let me also tell you that obviously there's going to be a debate tomorrow night between Governor Romney and President Obama. We'll have analysis for you on that on Thursday, and we'll keep you posted as that develops. Let me also say that, again, if you're just joining us or joining us late in the broadcast, Mohammed Dacca, that is the lawyer that represented Youssef Nardakhani and did such a valiant effort, was arrested over the weekend in Iran. He has been put in jail for 9 years. He's been disbarred for 10 years. He's subject to flogging. His crime, the representation of Youssef Nardakhani. So this is a really serious and tragic situation there. We've got our Tweet for Youssef campaign back up and going right now. So I encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, go to our social media, get involved with this. We're going to work hard for his release. It's going to take international pressure to do that. We've already got our international offices working on that situation. So again, the lawyer representing Youssef Nardakhani now put in jail. This is the way the Iranian regime works, folks. And we'll have more information on that probably tomorrow on the broadcast. So we'll let you know there. And let me also encourage you as we get ready to close this broadcast out. If you want to talk to us, we're still going to be on the air for another 30 minutes. You can call us at 1-800-684-3110. But we also want to encourage you to go. This is the last day for you to sign, at least on radio, the petition for the, this is important, for the resignation of Eric Holder. We're not getting information out of all this information we're getting to you, folks, is coming out of Mexico, not coming out of the Department of Justice. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can sign on to the petition online and follow us on the website and at Twitter at ACLJ.org.
It is time for Attorney General Holder to step aside, to resign. The American people deserve the truth about Fast and Furious, and they deserve an Attorney General who accepts responsibility, not one who claims ignorance about the tragedy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Online, ACLJ.